Wednesday, the 15th of August, Rabbi David Zuna, Baruch HaKadosh.
Morning, Kodesh. I know that on the advert it says that I'll be speaking on a topical subject, topical theme rather. Now, the reason being that I didn't speak directly, so I haven't given a theme. And I'm thinking, well, what am I to speak about? Topical theme. I would imagine that people would think that being Rish Kodesh Elul, they would be speaking about Tshuva. Rish Kodesh Elul. I won't directly be speaking about Tshuva, but all I can say is that the Baracha of Tshuva in Shemini Esrei every day is Hashiveinu Avinu L'Seig HaSecho. So, to start off, to get into Tshuva, I wanted to speak about Torah. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Seir HaSecho, and as the Pirkei Avos says, that through Torah, Machshatei the Tzadik Chosid Yoshol V'Ne'emon, the Kodesh HaTorah has got all the powers to straighten out anyone. So whatever subject matter we will speak about will be a skula, and I think to start the day, the takeaway, the best skula for Tshuva would be discussing some Torah. Or even better, may I add, being Rish Chodesh this morning, Rish Chodesh, it will be only a skula for today, it'll be a skula for the whole month. Because there is a halacha, Ramah in Yegedea, a little known Ramah, in the Lavim of Lois Nakashu, Nikush, Simonim, it says the following in the Ramah, Nohadu lehatzchil lilmoid b'Rish Chodesh. The minig is to start learning something anew on Rish Chodesh. Ki aval pi she'ein nichush yesh siman. It's a good siman to start off Rish Chodesh with learning. Maybe that's why yeshivas start always on Rish Chodesh, because it says in the Ramah it's a good siman to start on Rish Chodesh. So they have the opportunity to start the day to take away and the month to take away on Rish Chodesh and Elul, maybe they'll give us the right skulas to get through the Yemei Rachamim in the appropriate way. Now, it says a topical subject, maybe at this time of the year, a topical subject will be Birkas HaGoyimei. Most people have been traveling, going away, returning now from their holidays, and if they've been abroad, they've got a bracha of HaGoyimei, and maybe I'll discuss one aspect of that bracha. The Mogen Avraham in Siman Reish Yudetes brings down a Tshuvas Maram Mint, an interesting tshuva. There the Mogen Avraham discusses whether a katan, an under bar mitzvah, should be saying Birkas HaGoyimel or not. And like with all other mitzvahs, we are mechanic them, and they will say the different brachas as an under bar mitzvah. So an under bar mitzvah should also be saying Birkas HaGoyimel, because Birkas HaGoyimel has nothing to do with the Aliyah LaTorah. We just need to have the tzibur there. It doesn't need the Aliyah LaTorah. So even the cotton card of an Aliyah LaTorah, but should he make a Birkas HaGoyimel? And I don't think the meaning is that we mechanic our children on Birkas HaGoyimel. And the Maryam Mintz writes the following, and it's quoted in the Mogen Avraham. Ulefi anire, it would appear to me, dehai bracha shetiknu kachonim lo yochal loima. A katan cannot say that bracha. Why? Very interesting piece. De loimotzi lameimer goymeil chasodim toivim lechayovim. He can't say that the Ribbono Shel'Olam has done a kindness to those who are chayim, to those who are somewhat guilty. The who are dying lav b'achiyuva. He's not responsible at all for his actions. He's not a chayiv. Hagoyim lechayovim toivim. He's not a chayiv as a cotton. Oy matzino lemeim. And he got a most interesting suggestion. Oy matzino lemeim. A cotton can say it. You know why? The who b'achiyuva mitzad gilgul. He's a b'achiyuva of gilgul. Even though this birth is this present round in the world, he's not a bar chiyuva. he's a Baal Chiyuva Lefi Ashapal Koivim Mitala Gilgul. A person is returns, as the Shama returns to this world, to be rectified that what he's done in the past. And maybe he can say, I go him over Chayov in Toivis because of the Gilgul, as the Tzivos Maramins quoted in the Mogen Avraham, and therefore Cotton can say the Chayov him. He's not talking about a Chayov because of today, he's talking about his previously being here, and he's going to be Mitzakadid, and he's a Goyim, he's a Chayov. The Oid Motzinu Lameim, and continues the Maramins. We can say even more, the High Nar Mavoichai Brocha Mimonoshech. He's going to say this Brocha, Mimonavshach. Why? Im hay marin bishin boy naranah mitzad gilgul. If it's mitzad gilgul, as he just now said, he can say lechayovim because of the gilgul. Vimu tchila terdosai. Maybe this is his first time round. So how can he say hagoyim lechayovim tovim? Oz, listen to this. So echleima the hay marin boy nolov. The difficult situation that he's been in. You know what happened to him? So he quotes, Bavain Olav, Bavain Aviv, Boin Olav. Bavain Adorim Bonim Meis, a father makes a neder, a father certain aveiros, that will affect his offspring, his children. So he's a chayav because of his father. And I go him a chayav in time, I'll be referring to the father. So he says the cotton can get up and make this bracha be mamashah. Either the chayav is in himself because of a previous appearance here, all the Chayavim is because he's referring to his father, and he's saying, Hagoyim Lechayavim father, Shavulani Kol Tov. And that's how he goes along and saying this. Then he continues, it's quite a long tshuva, but I'll take out that what is relevant to us. He says that, to say that he should leave out the word Chayavim, Ein Leshana Yisimat Be'esh Atavu Gakon. You can't change the Nusach and just leave out the word and say, Goyim Tovis. So that you can't do. And then he says, V'oid nira, in the end, de otsu leben levoicha, that's how the Mogen Avraham paskens, then shouldn't say the bracha lechayovim. Why? De koi al oviv, because if it's referring to father, as omar ben al oviv, shu bar aveira. What is he saying? Dad's a bar aveira, my father's a bar aveira. He gets up there, hagoyim lechayovim, tevis, and he's referring to his father, that's rather inappropriate, mazal zeles oviv. He's mazalzel his father, isu legabei, and that would be forbidden to him to do so. And therefore, it is a sophic whether it is because of the guilt or not. And therefore, he's noted to say that mistabeli danar lo yevoi high bracha mitama depreciates, that he should not say this bracha because of the reasons mentioned above. That is what the Mogen Avraham. That is what the Maramin says. And he says, because he can't say lecha yavim, yes, he can't say lecha yav. Good. The Abdi Nezer goes and asks for this. He says, you're telling me that the bracha can only be said because he's guilty of something, and that's why he became ill, and that's why he was imprisoned, because the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to punish him in some way or another, and he was saved from it, because I gave him the Chayavim Toivei Shemelani Kol Toiv. Ask the Avdei Nezer in his Tshuvas, in Simon Lama Tesla, he's Dalad, that I don't understand it. He says, by a Chayla, and a Chavush Bavis Asuin, it's very appropriate to say, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is punishing him, and he got saved from it, Shebidei Shemayim. And with Yehuda Ayyam, that he traveled on holidays. Voluntary. Hoichi Midborius, traveled in the Midbar. Sheba Atzmoy Hichnis L'Sakona, where he bought himself on his own volition, he bought himself into Sakona. Ma'arai Shechaita, who said they kept through a sin at all. And what are you going to say? Bavadishi, Yehuda Ayyam, Sheigadam Galit. Okay, if you traveled abroad, and there was like a storm at sea, or the plane was unfortunately shocking, not as it ought to be, they're turbulent, you can understand, yeah, why in that situation, the Ribbono Shel Olam sending me a message, but if everything ran smoothly, and if I had a nice journey there, nice journey back, and everything went, are you going to say, because it's Chayovim, and Ribbono Shel Olam has brought something upon him, what has he done, and where is the Achmed Tzotkim, Ashman, Afidavayishim, Dovah, Mavachim, and for the Tzotkim, it's before they, nothing happened, you still got to make a bracha. Says the Avnei Nezer, Ach yesh leima, and very interesting. Two, but yesh leima mimonavshach. I've got a mimonavshach. It means tzarich gadol. Oh, isn't it the great necessity to travel? Also, l'takin atzmoi. It's also for yourself to skanda. Ubezeh atzmoi uchaita. And with that very thing that he travelled, but it wasn't necessary, that itself is a sin. And the other thing he's going to say, it's for travelling, but it wasn't absolutely necessary. Marga Shikris asked me the Sakana, because if he put himself into a Sakana, Ein min adin la'tziloi. It's not min adin la'tziloi. That would became Gomloi Hashem Yisbarach. And yet a Kodesh Baruch Hu thought it, nothing happened. It was a most smooth and pleasant journey. So I'm a Chayy, because I waited to put myself into that Sakana. And yet Gomloi Hashem Yisbarach. And if he was forced to travel, then that itself, the Yibayish and put him in the situation that forced him to travel, that also is a synonym in Hashemayim that something is wrong. It, therefore, you want to say, you've got to make the blacha, because there's an element of peshia, of negligence, to travel, sinning, to travel when it's not so necessary to travel. That means the Avinezer is of the opinion that when one is a peshia, and the Ribbono Shel'Olam saved the person, and nothing happened, he's got to make a Birkat HaGoyimel. HaGoyimel L'Chayavim Tzoreis, and that is why everybody can make that bracha. It is very interesting that the Minchas Elazar, the Munkatsha, in his Tshuvas, in Simon Mem Zayin, there's the following, Mr. Pakti, I have a suffix concerning Birkat HaGoyimel, in Yesh Tavoich Birkat HaGoyimel, when Moser Atzmai Lamisa, a person who put himself in a situation of Sakana, does he say a Birkas HaGoyimel if he got saved from it? And he says that he got proof that one doesn't. He brings the Gemara in Bava Kama, the Samach Aleph, that relates there the story that David HaMelech says it was thirsty for water, but the Gemara means it was for Torah. What happened was, Beis Lechem was surrounded by the Pelishtim. He wanted to ask a Shaila from the Sanhedrin. He couldn't get through a story in Shmuel. So David HaMelech sent along three Gibayim, three warriors, to find out the din. And these warriors came back and said over what the din was. And it says there in the Gemara that David HaMelech never quoted the source of that halacha, and who gave him that did, even though we always quote our sources, but David HaMelech didn't quote it. Why not? Because these three people put themselves in danger entering the Pelishtim camp when they weren't allowed to put themselves in danger. Even though to find out our locker, you can't put yourself in danger to find out our locker. And since they did something wrong, David HaMelech would not quote it in their name, and the Mashah explains that, because it is good to mention a person's name where you got the halacha from. And they don't deserve any zechusim, and no geula, nothing good can come out of, can be done. No zechusim can be given to people who put themselves in danger, even for divrei Torah, where they are not meant to. Therefore, the Minchas Elazar says that if somebody puts himself into danger, he has no right to say, because I go him on. Because everybody's saying, I go him on, like I have him to say, but you should give me Gavartik as a Chusin, fantastic as a Chusin, in spite of the danger that I was in. But what do you mean? You get no Zechusim. Emotion doesn't save a person who puts himself into danger and therefore cannot make Birkas HaGoyimel. To me, it would seem that according to the Minchas Elazar, if somebody is driving over the speed limit and therefore it is already going into danger, and after Shalom something happened, I don't know whether he was saved. I don't know whether he can make Birkas HaGoyimel, because he's a Peshea. And where one is a Peshea, one doesn't make it. That's what he says. That nira bol shemisha sikei nafshei even b'shvil moment to a business trip laviach hagam shenitzu b'derech neis ein levoi b'kis ha-goyimu. He can't make b'kis ha-goyimu because he doesn't deserve the kutsim. He was a peshea, and where one is a peshea, one doesn't make. From the Avinezer, it would seem that the very fact that one travelled where one was meant, didn't have to, is a peshea, and one does say b'kis ha-goyimu. And b'kis ha-goyimu seems to say that one does not make Birkas HaGoyimel. Now, whether a Peshea can or can't make and should be making Birkas HaGoyimel or not, we find a similar thing in another area, which is also an interesting area, and that is the Gemara in Shabbos, which everybody knows, the beginning of the Sefer Shabbos, it says that Ein Oimrim LeAdam Chatei Bishvil Sheyizke Chaveiroi. A person cannot Reuven does not do a smaller aveira to save Shimon from a bigger aveira. There the Gemara discusses if somebody puts some bread in the oven, even b'sheigeg on Shabbos, and if it bakes, the person will be chayiv skila. So his friend would like to remove it out of the oven before it bakes. If he removes it from the oven before it bakes, the other person would have done an aveira, because it has to bake in order to be over the aveira. Is ain oim, and it's to remove for the bread is the issa de rabbanon from the oven. Ain oim l'adam chatei, Reuven should not remove the bread that Shimon put in the oven in order to save Shimon. Ain oim l'adam chatei b'shvil sheyiz kechaveiroi. Is there is a very interesting tshuvas Rashba quoted in the Beis Yosef. But there, the tshuvas Rashba asks, has a shaila. What was the shaila? Shaila was the following: Nishal Rashba Echad Shisholchu Lo B'Shabbos. Somebody got a message on Shabbos that Sheitzir Bitei B'Chazaka Al Dei Yisrael Muma. A Yit had become a Muma, converted, went and kidnapped or by force or persuasion took somebody's daughter away from their house in order to then influence this girl to also behave in Dasa, to give up her Jewish religion, give up her religion, to give up her way that she was brought up. Is the father, or anybody for that matter, allowed to be Mechalel Shabbos to try to get her back and persuade her to come back to Yiddishkeit and save her in that way? It's not a matter of life and death. There was no shayla of any death there. It was just a shayla that she'd be doing aveiros if she goes off the way. And so can anyone be Mechalel Shabbos in order to stop her doing so? So the Rashba says he wasn't quite sure. He says Veheshiv Adova Tzorich Talmud Mikol Mokim Kach Da'ati Noita She'ein Doichin Shabbos Al Atzolah Me'Aveiros. You can't be Mechal Shabbos to save somebody from Aveiros. So even though this girl is going to lose her whole Yiddishkeit, that in order to save her you could be Mechal Shabbos, you might be able to save her, you can't be Mechal Shabbos to do so. Then the Beis Yosef writes that maybe one can be Mechalel Shabbos based on Tosfos there in Masechet Shabbos, where Tosfos says Davke Hecha Sheparsha. You know when Reuven won't remove the bread that Shimon put in the oven. When Shimon was a Peshea, even if he was a Shogig, there's an element of Peshea. When there was an element of negligence, then I'm not going to sin to save your negligence. But where there was no negligence whatsoever, then yes, then one should save another person from doing an Aveira. And therefore the Beis Yosef goes along and says that if this girl did not go voluntary, but she was taken from her home and she's being forced into such a situation, then yes, one is allowed to be Mechalel Shabbos, even a Chilul Shabbos d'oraisa, in order to save this girl from losing mitzvah kol yom chayeh. All her lifetime she loses Shabbos, all her life she loses mitzvah. Yes, one can be Mechalel Shabbos, even a d'oraisa, in order to save her, as long as there is no element of Peshia whatsoever. That is the shitta of the Beis Yosef, and that is how he paskens. And I know I've heard from Tzvi Rotberg that the Chazon Ish paskens like the Halacha LeMaisa, when the Yaldi Tehran, the Zionists of then brought these Jewish children over who were all Holocaust survivors, and they were being mamish stopped from doing anything religious whatsoever in the left kibbutzim. He said it's mutter lechalel Shabbos to travel. He told people to travel on Shabbos and go there because perhaps they can save a few children. Mutter lechalel Shabbos. But that was all where it is. That is the shitta of the Beis Yosef. The Nachalat Shiva quotes this and he adds, he argues that even if there was no Peshia at all, you still go and can be Mechalel Shabbos, like by a Choyla, a chayla. It's no pshia, he says a chayla. Chayla wasn't a pshia at all. And yet you could be mechalal Shabbos to save him to keep many other Shabbosis. Chalal Shabbos akas, kidei shishmu Shabbosis haba. So the same thing will be that if a child is going off the derech, he's going on the wrong path, and if I would go along on Shabbos, be mechalal Shabbos, and meet him up somewhere, maybe we'll get persuaded to come back, but he's allowed to be mechalal Shabbos for that. That is what the Nachlas Shimon goes and says, even when it was a shoyget, not dafka meis. Comes along the Mishkan Es Yaakov and says, and surely the chayla is an einus, he didn't make himself a chayla. But a child who chooses to go off the derech is a pesheya, and there we won't say katei b'shul she'iz kakaveyos. This is an argument. So what do we see? What do we see in this machlokes here? We see that according to the Mishkan Es Yaakov, a pesheya, if there's any element of pesheya, and even any element of pesheya that is no good, and we don't give him the zechusim, we don't go and save him. Maybe in the same way, we won't make a birkas hagoyimu, because where there's a pshia, we don't take katei b'shul she'iz kakaveyos. You don't give a person who's got any amount of pshia any zechusim. In the same way, you can't say birkas hagoyimu l'chayavim toivim. Mashaikain, according to the Nachlas Shiva, who says that even in such a case, what does save? Maybe, well, does go out and give the chusim. It could be that it is a similar machlokes. But that is what it comes out, that there's a machlokes here, at least by Birkas HaGoyimul, quite clearly, that whether a pesheya, one says the bracha or not. The Avni Nezer asked another kasha on the din that you don't say Birkas HaGoyimel, the cotton doesn't say Birkas HaGoyimel, because you can't say L'chayavim. And the Kashas B'Yam is not only asked by the Avni Nezer, but in two words, the Mishnah Berurah Shah Tzion also puts down that question. And that is that he took on that you've got to say HaGoyimel L'chayavim Toivis. And the kid can't say L'chayavim. The child can't say L'chayavim Toivis. Not Chayim. How can he say L'chayavim? Says the Avni Nezer, the Nusach is not Me'akas. So you'll say it without the word L'chayavim. The Nusach is not Me'akas. How did he know that? Because there's the Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Daled that relates the story that Rav Yehuda Cholash, Rav Yehuda was ill, the Ispach, and Rav Yehuda became better. On the Gavei, Rav Chanina Begatzar, Rav Chanina from Baghdad, Rav Onan went to visit him. And they made a bracha. And what was the bracha they made? Rich Rachmana, the Yahweh Nialon, Ben Shvi the Ribbei Shem, who gave you back to us, V'lo Yahweh L'Afra, and didn't return you to the earth, that you became better, you were healed, and you're living. You're living? So, that bracha. And it says that that's part of the biggest of your evil. And there it doesn't say you said L'Chayavim.
It's not
the failure of saying. Yes, either Khanama, but we see, and the Gemara says there that they patted him, he said, Omein, and it patted him from the Birkas HaGoyimel. It patted from the Birkas HaGoyimel. So the bigger eye, the Nusra of the Bosch is on the Yakim. So therefore they suggest that the cotton should make a bracha and should even on the Chayyavs. He won't embarrass father. He doesn't come onto the Gilgal element, and he can say the bracha. He can say the bracha. That is his question. So why should he not say the bracha? Says the Avni Nezer a different pshat. The reason the Avni Nezer says, you know why the cotton can't say the bracha? Why did the bracha not be akas? It's not the akas. But why should a cotton yes say the bracha? It's a chinuch. It's a chinuch. Okay, says he. In chinuch, if you can't do the mitzvah to protection, there's no chiyuv chinuch. The proof is the din of lulav. As if one must die for one child, a lulav. It's a chinuch. It says a cotton hayodei lenanea. A cotton who knows how to do ninuim, the shaking of the lulav in all directions. He, such a child, you're obligated as a father to be mechanic with a mitzvah lulav. So all the mafashim explained, they showed him already. That minatega, what is the mitzvah? Just to take the lulav mazeh, tach him lechem. You hold it. There's no. You don't need to be able to. You don't need to be able to shake the lulav b'nateira. Shaking of the lulav is the rabbanon. It's the rabbanon for various reasons. Is it an ne'er? Yes, it says, only if he knows how to shake the luluf, do we say that he's got a chiyuv of, shaking luluf. Why? Because even a derabbanan in a mitzvah chinuch is only when you can do the mitzvah to perfection. You can't do the mitzvah, because I said, just to get the main scheme of the mitzvah, there's no chiyuv chinuch. Therefore, says the Avni Nezer, there's no chiyuv chinuch on it, because even though chayyavim is not miyakov, as we showed from the story with Rav Yehuda, that to be mechanic, you've got to be mechanic with the chachina dikarei. The chachina dikarei also gives the chayyavim, and the child cannot say lechayyavim, and therefore we are not, therefore we don't, the child does not say the bracha of hagdolim. Now, there's a big nafkamina ladina, practical difference between the two. What will be the din if a child, he went now on holiday, and his bar mitzvah is tomorrow. Came back yesterday, bar mitzvah is tomorrow, came back today, bar mitzvah is tomorrow. Tomorrow is a gadol, should he say Birkas HaGoyimu? He went through something, should he say Birkas HaGoyimu? Well, according to the Avnei Nezer, that the only reason is the chinuch, we don't give it to him. Now that he is no more nashe as chinuch, and he's been through some difficulty, maybe he's saying Birkas HaGoyimu. But if the reason is because it's a chayavim he can't say, yesterday when he travelled he wasn't chayav, because it wasn't yet bar mitzvah. Do you say it or not? And I saw back in Shlomo Zalman, in Alicha Shlomo, I brought out, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, a child who had saved from whatever it was as an under bar mitzvah and then became bar mitzvah does not say because I gaimel, because he cannot say lechayavim. That will fit in with the man mints, but according to the reason of even in Ezra, maybe the child should say because I gaimel when he becomes bar mitzvah. I'm not being passive about it, and the shame is out, but the thing is up, but at least in the longest, the way it works, it should come out that it should be able to say Birkas HaGoyim. There is a kasha that I've seen asked, that we say a child is not chayav at all, and therefore he can't say lechayavim tovos. If one looks into in Siman Shin Mem Gimel in the Ramah, the Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Mem Gimel brings there a cotton shehika, a cotton who did aveiros when he was a cotton. It says there in the Ramah that when he's a gadol, he should do tshuva on it. He says, if a cotton is not responsible at all, not chayiv at all, and it's only chinuch, what is the Ramah speaking about? Why does he say he has to do it? Here the Magen Avraham paskens, there's no shayik chayavim, and then obviously he has got some responsibilities. If that is not a kasha, and I saw Reb Moshe Feinstein speaks about it, but one looks at the source of that Ramah, then what a cotton has to do, tshuva, when he becomes a gadol, if the source is a Trumas Hadeshen, and the Trumas Hadeshen says that not because it's shayach hate, only if nasa michshel al yodoi is simon ra'aloi, it's not a good thing that through a person a michshel happened, any avei or anybody suffered, or you've said that anything wrong, it's not a good simon for a person. No worse, similar to like if a behemoth caused an avei, didn't we get rid of it? And therefore the cotton should rectify it, but in some form of tshuva. But not that he's a chayav at all. So that wouldn't be the problem at all. So a cotton cannot say chayav, even though we got that Ramah, and when a cotton should say when he's a mitzvah, canon was super. But I don't want to conclude that the lach, because the eager in Shulchan Aruch says, ayin b'tshuvas lach meitaydah, and he quotes it, which I did, lach meitaydah, that a cotton should say Birkas HaGoyim, and the Lach Meitayda says most interesting and most beautiful that a cotton should say Birkas HaGoyim. Why? Because he says, and after arguing with the whole Chayavim business, he says in any case Hanigal Afini is Daiti She'im Habrocha HaGoyim L'Chayavim, if the word L'Chayavim would be a Lashon Chiyuv Shel Einosh, because we are Chayav and Einosh, you're right, then maybe you got some stodim not to say Birkas HaGoyim. But he concludes and says, Aval Ayyisa Nigalafini is Daiti. The Nachashir, the Lechem Tzayin says, Nirafini is Daiti. The ain pegish le chayovid bruch zulosh and chayva einish. Chayovid, when we say this, brother, tell me I'm chayov, I deserve a punishment, and the Yibayishayim save me. Only what? It means a different thing. It means a chayiv. It means an obligation, a duty. We have like a loan upon us. And he quotes, the ikar pegish chayovim, loshin chayiv, the kavona, and the kavona is, she'odom yeishloi toivois harbei tzaboyoi. Every one of us have many toivos from the Ribbonish Leilom. Al kamachoi, and he therefore has many chayvos as she'otze imoi. And the many things that Shmuel did, he owes. We owe the Ribbonish Leilom. Chayov means we owe the Ribbonish Leilom. Rabba became, and in spite of us owing, he still goyim alonu vayta chasodim. He continues paying us with further chasodim. And therefore, it is appropriate for even a cotton to say it, because a cotton's given life, a cotton's given food, a cotton's given health, and therefore we owe the Ribbonishem. When we say the Chayav, it doesn't mean we're Chayav as guilty. We're Chayav that we owe the Ribbonishem for all the favors. Could Amrina b'medgesh play Helles on the Potuk, Ma Yisroin le'odom b'cholam moloi shiyam el'tagad ha'shemesh. What have we got from all the Omol? Ma'anol le'briyois. What benefit we is given, Hashem is sugolos b'mitzvah sumasim tovim. Even though we are surrounded with mitzvah sumasim tovim, dayon shani mazgiach aleihem oiv. It's enough that the Ribbonishein gives us the shemesh, gives us oiv, gives us life, and therefore we owe so much to the Ribbonishein. Therefore, says the Lechem Torah, a child can say it because it means what we owe the Ribbonishein. Nothing to do with chayiv. It seems to me that Rabbi Kivega was to paskin like that, but still the Mishmur does not quote the Rabbi Kivega. Mishmur only quotes some above that a cotton doesn't say, but it's a beautiful thing that he learns the lack of Beitayda. And when we say lechayovin tevus, we should be thinking of all the tevus that the Ribbonish Leilam has done to us and how much we owe him, and for that itself deserves a bracha. It's being tchilas chedesh elul, the Yemei Rachabim, and maybe the time started to contemplate on that. Let's all together contemplate on the Gevurah Chasodim, whatever the hardships of the year, but there's been many Chasodim within the year, and we're going with the Chayavim Tevus, we're going to thank the Ribbonishein for all those Tevus, and in Yiddish, he should continue giving us only Tevus, and we should be Zaycha in the Yemei Rachabim to the Ksivik Sima Teva.